let us travel through time and make friends with dinosaurs, the world's most amazing animals. Let us transcend space and build a large museum in your heart. Welcome to the PNSO Dinosaurs Museum. Join our writer, Ms. Yang Yang, and artist, Mr. Zhao Chuang, and start this fantasy journey. Season 2, Medium Carnivorous Dinosaurs. Carlos the Concavenator, uniquely creative. Scientific name, Concavenator. Period, Early Cretaceous. Fossils found in Spain, Europe. Description, the 6-meter-long Concavenator, a Carcharodontosaurid, was unlike other dinosaurs. It had a hump on its back. The Carcharodontosauridae family was a group of huge and ferocious dinosaurs. Some of its members were bigger than the familiar Tyrannosaurus rex. Previously, scientists believed that Carcharodontosauridae dinosaurs lived only in Gondwana, the southern supercontinent, because their fossils were found only in South America, Africa, and Oceania. In 2010, scientists were surprised to find a strange Carcharodontosaurid in Spain. It was the first time we found a Carcharodontosaurid in the Northern Hemisphere. The discovery suggested that the family had been much more prosperous than we once thought. They were probably present in all parts of the world, but we only managed to find a small fraction of them. Apart from being found in different places, the 6-meter-long Concavenator was also shorter than its relatives. All previously discovered Carcharodontosaurids were larger. These included the 12-meter-long Mapusaurus, slightly smaller Carcharodontosaurus. Their discovery showed that some Carcharodontosaurids could also be small. How did a small Concavenator look like? Meet this guy, Carlos. Carlos the Concavenator looks somewhat like the modern camel. The last two vertebrae in the front of the hips were so long that they might form a pointed crest that resembled a camel's hump. A camel's hump stores energy. When a camel travels through deserts, the fat stored in his hump nourishes it with energy. So what was the use of Carlos' hump? We don't have a definite answer. Scientists speculate that it might show off the hump to their preferred mates or use it to regulate body temperature. Concavenator fossils were unique in that having small, bumpy quill knobs on his forelimbs. Quill knobs, usually seen in birds, attach feathers. Scientists have previously found this structure in some feathered dinosaurs. Concavenator was the first non-calurosaur dinosaur found to have quill knobs. Scientists were shocked by this unexpected finding, which may mean that primitive theropods had feathers. Of course, some scientists suspect that the structures were not quill knobs because they were less conspicuous and more irregular in size and distribution than those found in other dinosaurs. They believed that the structures were more likely to be parts of an inner muscular line. In addition, people have found the Concavenator's skins on its tail and feet. The fossil suggested that its skin was covered by scales with no sign of feathers. Therefore, this group of scientists believed that, like other dinosaurs, the Concavenator had scales, not feathers. The evidence remains inconclusive, and we're left with two images of Carlos the Concavenator. One fully scaled, the other with its upper body having feathers, especially thick ones on its forelimbs, while the lower body had scales. We hope more scientific evidence would guide us to how a Concavenator looked like. You surely want to meet more dinosaur friends in the PNSO Dinosaurs Museum and experience their magical lives hundreds of millions of years ago. Don't forget, we are meeting again soon.